Hi, and welcome back to ASIC's Movement for Mind in Session 2. Today, we're going to bring our attention to the body and allow ourselves to notice how we move. I will guide you through a simple but effective form of body scan. We're also going to remind you of the gears. We'll be working with them throughout the program, so it's important you feel comfortable with them. Again, our sessions last for about 30 minutes, 5-minute warm-up, 20 minutes for the main session, and we'll finish off with a 5-minute cool-down. For this session, we're going to stick to the same warm-up and cool-down routine as last time, just to get used to it. So, get yourself outside and ready to move. If you need to pause the audio for a minute to find a place where you can start moving, then do that now. Okay, ready? Let's start with an easy walk. Gear 2, remember? And if not, just find a pace that feels relaxed and comfortable. Go. And just take a little time to adjust to the pace. And feel it in your body. All right. So now let's get that heart rate up a little. And we'll start with some high knees. So bring your knees as high as possible when you're walking. Keep that pace gentle. It's a marching band, remember? All right. Just keep marching. Use your arms to support by swinging them. Stay stable, look straight ahead, and I will count you down. 3, 2, 1, and back to easy walk. All right, so now you should feel your heart rate has gone up with that little march. So take some time to find your breath. Okay, great. Now, you can come to a stop, and we're going to, march on the spot, just like last time. So we're going to get some more movement into the legs and the arms. You'll be walking as fast as you can on the spot without moving forward. You're not going anywhere. So feet should barely be leaving the ground, alternating legs at a quick pace with high energy, your arms working fast as well. Okay? So, let's start. Go. And 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. You got it. Keep going. Swing those arms with energy. Look straight ahead. Proud posture. And just keep going, and I will count you down. And 3, 2, 1. Good job. Great. Good job. Now you can start moving into the easy walk. Just breathe and relax. Your heart is probably beating, and that's good. Getting that heart rate up, the blood flow. So now, while you walk, try to find a place where you can stop, and we'll do 2 more exercises on the spot. Again, if you need to pause the audio for a minute to find a spot, just go ahead. Okay, so let's move to some leg swings. Grab onto something, a railing, a tree, or just something to hold on to. And we're going to start with the left leg. So put your hand on your right hip and hold on, and then start swinging the left leg forwards and back from the hip, just like a pendulum. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Great. Switch to the other leg. Now let your right leg swing from the hips, nice and easy, looking straight ahead, posture straight and proud. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Great job. Okay, so the last exercise will be walking out those calves. Remember from last time? Just alternating the stretch in the lower leg, okay? So make sure you have something in front of you to push against, like a railing or a wall, and stand with your feet next to each other, quite some distance from the wall, so you're leaning against the wall or a railing. Now keep your left leg straight with that foot planted to the ground, and bend your right leg a little with the weight at the front of your right foot, okay? And from here, just alternate those legs, walk those calves out one at a time, over and over, and go. Find that stretch, that dynamic stretch, setting you up for the session. I'll count you down. 3, 2, 1. Great. All right, so now you should be feeling warm and ready to go. Excellent. As we get started with the main session, get moving in a gear of your choice. Great. Now, as I mentioned, we're going to do a body scan today. But first, let's do a quick recap of the gears. So just keep moving in a gear that feels comfortable, and I will go through the 5 different gears, and then we'll do an exercise that will help you move in a more natural and relaxed way for the rest of the program. So just to remind you, gear 1, slow walk. Gear 2, easy walk. Gear 3, steady walk. Gear 4, power walk. And gear 5, speed walk. Those are the gears that we are working with all the way through. Okay, remember the exercise we did in session 1, up and down the ladder? We're going to do that 1 time. I will guide you through it. So when I say go, you switch into the next gear. All right, so start with gear 1, slow walk, go. Now remember, this should feel slow. If it does, you're doing it right. So allow yourself to actually go really slow. Breathing is easy. Heart rate should barely rise. See how that feels in your body, in your breath. And as we go up and down the ladder, try to notice how the gears feel, how they're different from each other. Okay, so from gear 1, you're going to slightly increase the pace while keeping that easy and relaxed feeling in the body. So gear 2, easy walk, go. Great, you're moving steadily in gear 2. Now, I want to take the opportunity to remind you of the 3 things that will guide you through the entire ASICS Movement for Mind program. Breathe, connect, and enjoy. Great. So we're getting ready for gear number 3. Walking comfortably at a steady walk. Your pace should be easy enough to hold for a longer walk, but enough to feel the effort. Go. So in this gear, gear 3, you're moving with a purpose and determination, but still relaxed. It should feel different from gear 1, right? In your body and in the breath. Okay, so now before we get into gear 4 and 5, I just want to remind you that if you feel that you can't keep up the pace in any of these gears, then just adjust your pace for that gear. Everyone should have those 5 gears in them. It's all about being comfortable with what they mean for you. Now, gear 5 is pretty high effort, but we won't be there for long. So find the intensity that works for you. You're in charge. You've got this. Okay? Great. So time for gear four, the power walk, and you're going to pick up the pace. Conversation might be a little tougher here. You should definitely feel your heart rate rise. Go. And again, just reflecting, noticing, how does it feel in your body? How's your breath? Are you still relaxed? And from here, prepare yourself for gear number five, speed walk. This will be just one notch away from as fast as you can walk without running. But remember, keep control of your stride. Go. Full focus. Still breathing. Powerful strides. Great. Now it's time to go down the ladder to gear four, power walk, and go. And we're getting ready for gear number three, steady walk, go. Now see if that does anything to your breath or to the way your body moves. If you're breathing more heavily, try a couple of deeper inhales and exhales right now. Okay. Into gear two, easy walk, go. This is really a nice and relaxed pace. A walk in the park, basically. And gear one, slow walk, go. See if it feels different from when you started with gear one. Maybe you're going a little bit faster this time. See if you can really pull it back, come down to a slow walk. All right. Good job working your way up and down the ladder. Hopefully your body's becoming more and more familiar with the different gears, how they feel. And don't worry if a gear didn't feel exactly the same as you remembered it from last session. That's perfectly normal. So now, just keep moving in a gear that feels comfortable. I think gear two would work best here. Not too slow and completely in control. And I'm going to help you scan down your body, just to check in with how you're moving. And we're gently going to see if any adjustments can be made to make the movement more natural and efficient and beneficial for breathing. In the coming weeks, we have experts who will help you learn to breathe and move more mindfully, but what we're going to do here is getting you set in a good place to begin with, really working on the basics of natural movement. Now, in general, we want to move as relaxed and as efficiently as possible, whether we're running or walking. So this is not about forcing you to move in any particular way. I'm simply going to give you a few tips on what you can bring your attention to. It may seem like a lot, but just bear with me and we'll take this step by step. So you're moving in a gear of your choice, but as I said, I would recommend gear two, the easy walk. Now start by imagining a string at the top of your head, pulling you straight, pulling that posture straight from the top of your head, down the neck, through the spine, and see what that does to your body. Just brings you a little straighter, right? Maybe stops your head from falling forward, gives you a more proud posture. Okay, keep moving with that sensation, keep breathing, stay relaxed. And from here, we're going to go to the face, You may notice a little tension in there, the jaw, the eyebrows even. So as you exhale, just let it go. Good. That's good. Still moving in that nice gear two, easy walk. And let's move down now to your neck. Are you holding any tension there in the neck? Maybe you're pushing your head forward as you move, a little bit like a eager racehorse. If so, just relax it, ease it back to see if you can line up your ears above your shoulders. That's a good way to keep the head balanced and comfortable. Now, as you do this, you'll find you naturally look straight ahead. And this is an important thing to remember as you go through these sessions. Because when you look ahead, instead of looking down on the ground or your feet, it places your neck in a better position and helps the flow of air to your lungs. So maybe just play around with that by looking down while moving and then gently looking up and ahead. Feel the difference? Okay. Now, moving down to the shoulders. This is a classic place to carry tension. So see if with each exhale, you can relax your shoulders. Pull them back down a little. We don't want our shoulders high up under our ears. All right. Great. So, from the shoulders, we're going to bring our attention to the arms. Your arms can help you move forward more efficiently. So how are your arms moving? Are they swinging back and forth, side to side, or in a straight line? Maybe they sway across your body. Or do you tend to have very little arm movement as you walk? Now, it's common that we end up with our hands in front of our stomach while we're walking or running, especially when we get tired. I used to think that that saved me energy, but it's actually the opposite. You should try to strive to have your arms swinging from the shoulder joint in a straight line at the side of your body, and try not to have them crossing over the center line of the body. Just play around with that and see if you can adjust your arm swing without forcing anything. And still in gear two, remember, or a gear of your choice. Okay. Your arms swinging like pendulums, relaxed. Now, of course, the faster you will be walking, say in gear five, you might have your elbows bent in a 90-degree angle, you know, walking really fast like those competitive walkers, almost like running. But always still staying relaxed, swinging them in a straight line. Okay, now we're going to try something. Imagine that you will be walking in a faster pace. Now, instead of pushing your hands back and forth, bend your arm to 90 degrees and focus on driving the elbows back, as if you were elbowing something behind you. Then let your arm swing forward, nice and relaxed. How does that feel? It should give you a little bit more energy as you move forward. No wasted effort still. Walking like a pro? Okay, good. All right, now let's bring our attention to the hands. See if you can notice how they feel. Are they tense? Relaxed? How are your fingers? We don't want too much tension in there, but we don't want your wrists too loose either. You can imagine that you're holding an egg in each hand. You don't want to drop them. It might even be empty shells, light and fragile. So keep them secure, but don't crush them. Now this becomes even more crucial to be aware of when you're walking really fast. So you don't tense your hand, clench them up into fists. Okay? Great. So now we'll move to the chest, upper back and lower back. And again, to help you with that posture, you can use the string again. Imagine it pulling up at the top of your head, through the neck, through the spine, pulling your chest up, helping you get that proud posture. And remember, always breathe. All right, I know there's a lot to think about here. So for a few steps, just focus on breathing, keeping it relaxed, deep and calm. Let the different parts of the body naturally fall into place. Don't overthink it. You'll be amazed how the body adapts to these simple little adjustments we're making. All right. So, now it's time for the hips. So just become aware of your hips. What position are they in? How are they moving? Do you feel like they're leading you forward or rocking side to side? It's quite common to let the hips sink backwards, especially when you get tired. And then you will be bending forward at the waist and walking more in like a sitting position with your buttocks pushed out behind you. And see if you can focus gently on pushing your hips forward, using your core muscles and your glutes to tilt the pelvis into a neutral position. So just play around with the different positions of your hips and see how that feels. Okay, can you feel that they have an impact on how your body is positioned, how your posture is? It's always good to engage the core and the glutes when working on your movement and posture. Otherwise, when you get tired, the pelvis starts to tilt down. You let go of your core muscles, arching your back, and that's more tiring and can lead to injury, and we really don't want that. Now, I like to imagine having two wires attached to the hips, one on each side. And the wires are attached in front of me to a kite that's pulling me forward and just slightly upwards. So I'm basically kite surfing. I use this especially when I'm tired on a long walk to help me get my body in a better position. I'll give that a try. See if that helps you pull your hips just slightly forward. Straightening up your body. All right. Great. So now you can just keep moving in that gear of your choice. And this scan is really a good way to focus the mind when you're moving. You're not distracted. You're not worried. You just bring the attention to each part of the body in turn, and you'll find you're more relaxed, breathing better, and really in the moment. So, before we cool down, I'll give you a few moments to remind yourself of what we just talked about. You can start by imagining that string pulling you straight through the top of your head. And remember how we can ease any tension in the face, the shoulders, by breathing and keeping our shoulders in line with our ears. And remember the elbows driving backwards to save us energy, especially when we're moving fast. And keep those hands nicely soft without being too loose. Or think about the kite, pulling our hips forward a little as we move. All of this will help you stay strong, balanced, and relaxed throughout the program. Great. Let's drop down to gear one now, nice and slow. We've covered a lot today, but I promise it'll all help you move in a more natural and efficient way, and also be beneficial for the way you breathe. Great. Very well done. Now remember, you can always do this scan wherever you are. If you feel like you're carrying some extra tension, just focusing on your body will help you connect better to the moment. Now it's time for the cool down. So again, find a place, a spot where you can do some exercises to get your body cooled down. And if you need to pause, do that now. So, like I said in the first session, the cool down will help you stay injury-free and to recover faster. And it'll help your body feel more ready for your next session when you'll meet your first expert. Have you found a place to stretch? With something to hold on to, maybe? Great. So let's start with a quad stretch. Gently stretching out the front of the thigh. This one may require a little bit of balance, so just make sure to hold on to something if you feel like you need to. Stand straight, balanced on your left foot. Slowly raise your right heel towards your buttocks. Grab onto your foot with your right hand and keep your back nice and straight. Now pull gently on the foot for the stretch. You can also push your hips forward just a little. And hold there for 20 seconds. And breathe. Always. 5. 10. Great. 15. And go a little bit deeper into the stretch. 20. Good job. Switch legs. And try not to look down. Just look straight ahead. Find that stretch. Push your hips forward, and 5, 10, keep going, 15, little bit deeper into the stretch, 20, great. Now if you feel that you have to shake out those legs, do so, and let's get ready for the next exercise, which is a calf stretch. This is the same cool down as before, just to get you used to the stretches. We will introduce some new ones in the coming weeks, so I hope you're excited about that. Now find a wall or a lamppost, something to put your hands against, as if you were pushing it out of the way. Okay, put one foot in front of the other and keep your back leg straight, with your foot planted on the ground. Now find the stretch in the back calf by pushing your hips forward, all the while keeping that back foot planted to the ground. Find the stretch, just nice and easy, and hold it for 20 seconds. 5, 10. Keep breathing. 15. And if you want to, you can go deeper into the stretch. And 20. Great. Now, it can feel like a long time, but it's important to give the muscles a chance to relax and to let you switch to a more relaxed mindset as we finish up the session. So stick with me. Great. Switch legs. And again, find the stretch. Keep your body straight and push your hips forward. And 5, 10, 15, and again, if you want to go deeper into the stretch, 20. Great. Really nice. Now, this will be the last one. It's a gentle hamstring again. And like I mentioned, it's easy to become tight in the hamstring after moving. So it's always a good idea to try to loosen them up just a little bit, but do not pull on it too hard. Great. So stand with one foot in front of the other. Bend the back knee and put your hands on that knee and put some weight on it. From here, you tilt forward at the waist while keeping your front leg straight. And as you tilt forward, you should feel a stretch in the hamstring down the back of your thigh in that straight front leg. Hold it for 20 seconds. And 5. Good job. 10. 15. And 20. Great. So just switch legs. Get yourself in the same position. Front leg straight. Back knee bent. Tilt at the waist. Find the stretch. And hold. 5, 10, 15, go a little bit deeper into the stretch, and 20. Great job. All right, so we're done with the cool down. Now, I know there's a lot to think about with the body scan, but don't worry if you can't remember it all. Just work slowly down from the top of your head, and you'll find that it'll come back to you. And throughout your day, try to give yourself a moment to bring your attention to your body by using the body scan. It's a great way to regain a sense of relaxation. Your next session will be with Gray Cause. Gray is a movement coach and a breath expert. I promise you're going to love his sessions. Keep an eye out for the message with a link to access those for next week. For now, keep breathing. Stay connected and enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be back next time to get you ready for session 3. See you then.